If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, I've got to ask my
mother?
Well, if she were married, she might say she's got to ask
her husband.
Or my old man, please
buy
that.
Yeah, old man.
Or old man, yeah, that's funny.
Very okay. common.
And a man might say, I've got to ask my...
Old lady? A woman?
A woman who has lost her husband would be called a...
Widow.
Have you ever heard of a name for, a woman whose husband is not dead, but who has just left her? Have you ever heard of a grass widow?
No. I have heard of it, but I don't think it's used here.
Okay. Okay, when you were little, the people who raised you were your...
Parents.
Okay, and your parents are your...
Folks.
Uh-huh. And each of them, one of them would be your...
Mother.
Yeah, and one would be your...
Father.
Okay. If you were talking to your father, you'd call him your...
Daddy.
And if you were talking to your mother, you'd call her...
Mama or mother.
Okay, your father's father would be called your...
Grandfather.
Okay, and then your father's mother would be your...
Grandmother, grandma, grandpa.
Yeah.
Is that what you, what the type names you
different
want?
Names that you might
honey
call.
Mama.
Tell her about honey mama, honey
honey mama.
That's just our family.
Oh, that's the family. Honey mama is the grandmother? Is it?
That's what my mother is called by her grandchildren. Let's see. Granny and grandpa, I guess.
Have you ever heard anybody say, instead of using nickname when they're talking about, okay, especially if you call a child Bubba, or a little girl Bubba, or a little girl Sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that, instead of calling it a nickname, have you ever heard it called a pet name?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a thing that would be sort of like a crib on wheels that you would put a baby in, you'd call that a, if you wanted to take the baby out, you might put it in this thing, and it would be a baby
bed. Baby carriage.
Yeah.
This is fun. I'm doing all the guessing.
It's not you that's being interviewed.
It's
like
a quiz show.
Yeah.
It's
like a quiz show.
That is. It really is.
Yeah. Okay. And if you had a baby carriage, and if you were going to take the baby out in the carriage, you'd say, you're going to put the baby in the carriage and...
Wheel it? Roll it?
Oh, you'd say wheel it or roll it.
I'd probably say... Well, I would say either one.
Yeah.
I've never heard that word before.
Well, I just used it.
Well, you would
just
never,
keep out of it.
You never use it. little commentary on the side to make the...
Well, I wish I could keep this tape for my very own. Okay, your children are your sons and...
Daughters.
Okay, and boys and...
Girls.
Okay. If a woman was going to have a child, you'd say she's...
Pregnant.
Have you ever heard any other ways of saying it?
Expecting, with child, PG.
Now, if they...
Patch.
Yeah.
God.
Wait a minute. There's some funny old ones. What
yeah,
is it?
So far.
In a motherly way, or something like that.
In the family way?
In the family way, that's
yeah.
it. In a family way.
If they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, they'd have to send for a...
Midwife.
Now, if a boy had facial features like his father, you'd say that he...
Resembles his father?
And have you ever heard anybody say favors?
Yeah.
Use the word favors?
Yeah, sure.
And if he didn't necessarily look like him, but he had... His behavior was like him, you might say the child, again with his father, the child, something with his father. Have you ever heard takes after?
Sure, yeah.
Say that?
Yeah, I say that.
Yeah.